Good day, everybody. Captain Marty here. Wednesday, April the 24th. A lot to talk about in the fishing. Hasn't changed a whole lot, but that's fine. When the fishing is good, I'll be right back to tell you what's going on.
Hi, I'm Captain Jay Cudworth of the Kokomo with Paradise Dolphin Cruises at Safe Harbor Marina in Wanchese. I want to invite you to take a ride out on the Roanoke Sound to see the majestic bottlenose dolphins up close. As a native, I'll be telling you stories from these waters as a boy growing up in Wanchese. Nature and history have combined to make this area unique, and I love sharing this special place with special people. So come on aboard with me and my crew and experience the real beauty of the Outer Banks. For more information, go online to ParadiseDolphinCruises.com. Again, this is Captain Jay. I look forward to seeing you soon.
Boasting phenomenal seafood dishes, a great menu, and waterfront views with deck seating, Striper's Bar and Grill at the Shalabag Bay Marina in Manio serves a casual, fun-filled dining experience with an Outer Banks flair. With three floors to choose from, you're bound to find the perfect seat for you and yours while enjoying great food and fantastic drinks. To see our menu and to catch a glimpse of the beautiful views, go online to stripersbarandgrill.com. Striper's Bar and Grill at the Shalabag Bay Marina in Manio, where everyone's a VIP.
Well, we always start with the offshore fishing. The Hatteras fleet down there got a fleet out. It wasn't great fishing, but they scrapped out a mixed catch of blackfin tuna, wahoo, and got a few mahi in the catches down there, and a scattered king mackerel as well. And the Oregon Inlet fleet, the fleet was very small, but they've been doing great on tunas. A little bit slower yesterday, but they're still catching more seasonable quantities and size of yellowfin tuna. 45 pounders, not uncommon to catch a limit when everything lines up perfectly. So had all that going on. Not much. Well, actually, I don't have any inshore report. That's really favors the weekend fishery, but they have been catching ribbon fish. Been some guys doing some bottom fishing for sea bass, and all of that is making for some good fishing. Amberjacks, things like that, whatever you can find. And now these bluefish, which seem to be in all areas of our fishing report. So that's what's going on there. As far as the surf and pier fishing, thanks again to Tony Lombardi, walkingangler.com. He's usually up to date on what's happening. Surf and pier fishing, it's all about the drum. There's a good drum bite and drum in all sizes in most areas, even all the way up into the northern beaches north of Oregon Inlet now. But the best of it is down around Cape Point. The Rodanthe Pier has been having some really good fishing. They've had a red drum, big drum, puppy drum, black drum, snare drum. Just kidding about that, but the drum bite is on, and that I tell you, if you get on the beach, you're liable to catch a black drum just as well as a red drum. So, you know, they get really just about as big, and the smaller ones are really, really good eating, as we learned from Alan down at Tradewinds Tackle. But the bluefish, that's the other thing that's going on. Bluefish in the, well, up to 32 inches long, but the common size is like the 6 to 8 pounders, just a really nice class of bluefish. So a little bit of everything seems to be biting along the beach. You add the sea mullets, a few puffers, a few small sharks, you're gonna pick up a bite or two. All right, so we're gonna take a little break right here, and I'll be back to tell you about what's happening in the backcountry, back in the Sound.
When it comes to general maintenance or major modifications on your diesel vehicle, look no further than Wanchese Off-Road Diesel Performance in Kill Devil Hills. Master mechanic Ryan Walker developed the plan for having his own auto shop over 20 years ago, and today he owns the premium diesel performance powerhouse of the Outer Banks. To have him and his crew take a look under your hood, give him a call today at 252-715-0025 or find him on social media. Wanchese Off-Road Diesel Performance, the diesel performance powerhouse of the Outer Banks.
Okay, our backcountry fishing, Pamlico Sound. Boy, we got a group of charter boats working back in there now, and the bluefish is the main thing right now. Taylor bluefish up to large bluefish. In other words, all sizes. The Hatteras fleet's been catching medium to large bluefish, some scattered red drum, a few puppy drums, some sheephead. The northern fleet, the Oregon Inlet guys, are catching a few speckled trout, some sheephead, and the bluefish the same way. So all in all, pretty good report for both of those bodies of water, or for both ends of the body of water that is the Pamlico Sound. And on the freshwater end, second day in a row, I don't really have anything for you, but I'll let you know when it warms up a little bit. That's when that bite will pick back up and we'll get back into the crappie bite, the drum, and the catfish. So I'll keep you posted. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Have a great day.